Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Dalet. We left off on daf Kuf Chav Gimel and Beis. I believe we're up to Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Last one on the line is Masiv. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Allah Shalom, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. And we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So when we talk about today, we had a machlokas that we were in the middle of talking about yesterday, about when a beged rips in Berubo. So we said that the beged is going to be tahar. What about a leather beged that rips Berubo? Is it mitar the beged, or do we assume that since leather can be mended more easily and more strongly, that it is not mitar the beged remains a beged? So they're going to have four kashas on Reish Lakish, four rayas for the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. We went through one of them yesterday, and the other three we're going to go through today, Be'ezus Hashem. Then the Gemara is going to talk about, not only is this true by a beged, there are other things that if you break, they can become tahar. What about a tanur? When an oven breaks, so the halacha is that if a tanur is tamei, pasuk in the Torah, that if you smash the tanur, it becomes tahar. How much smashing? How broken down does it have to be? Does it matter if which direction you break it down, horizontally or vertically? Then the Gemara is going to have a slightly different version of the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about the beged of or. And then the Mishnah is going to talk about when you have some basar attached to or, to what degree that is going to be able to be metame. If you have chatzi zayis basar here attached to the or, chatzi zayis basar there attached to the or, so do they combine together to be metame if you touch both of them, if you carry both of them in terms of tumas maga and tumas masa? The Gemara is going to discuss how much basar can become batal to the ar and not be metame mishum nevela. And then on Amud Beis we're going to talk about if you touch two chatzoy zesim of basar nevela simultaneously, do you become tame, or do we say no, chatzi zayis is not metame, but it's two chatzoy zesim? So what would have to, how close do they have to be, or how connected do they have to be in order for it to be metameyu as a chatzizayis? Can they be totally separate and you're just touching them at the same time? The Gemara is going to apply the rule and discuss the rule and the gedarim of the rule of Esche Balechal Maga Balechal Masa, that only that which can be metameh betumas maga can be metameh betumas masa. And then the Gemara is going to talk about when Shnei Chatzayizayisim can and can't be metameh bimasa, when they can join with one another to be metame b'masa, and when they cannot be. And that discussion brings us all the way to the Mishnah on the very bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin again. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Last one line is Masiv. So it says, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hamafshit b'vehemo b'chaya b'tahor b'temeya b'daka b'gasa l'shatiach. If a person skins an animal, whether it be a behema chaya, behema daka, behema gasa, and you're planning on using that skin as a tablecloth, as a rug, or something like that. So kedei achiza, when you rip off the amount of skin that is a kedei achiza that serves as a yad to the basar, so that's when it serves as a yad and is able to transmit tuma in one direction or the other. So the Gemara is medayik, it's only when you take off a kedei achiza of the or that it serves as a yad to the basar. Ha yesem kedei achiza tahar. But if you pull off more than a kedei achiza, then it's not going to be a yad to the basar. But wait, according to Reish Lakish, when leather rips, it can be mended, and if it can be mended, it's considered something that could be, that's still strong and is still being held together. So shouldn't we say that even the or that is already skinned off the animal is considered to be attached to the basar, and therefore it should all be tamei mishum yad, just like the or just like you have a beged of or that rips, and we consider it to all be mechubar to itself still, that it should still have a din of because it's mendable and it could be strong and it could be strong again? So answers the Gemara. Tir Gemara Rabbi Yavin. Rabbi Yavin explains, no, the way Reish Lakish understands the Mishnah is that the reason we don't say that the or is considered mechubar is rishon also nipple, that each cutting of the each piece of or that you pull off and you separate from the basar past the kedei achiza is as if it has totally fallen off from the basar. So even though it's still somewhat attached to the basar because it's not a separate piece, but it's considered as if it's totally cut off from the basar because it's never going to reattach to the basar. And it's not like or that gets ripped in half where you can sew it together, stitch it together. An animal's skin comes off, you don't stitch it back onto the basar, you don't stitch it back on to the flesh of the animal. And therefore, that's not considered something that is mendable. So says Mar, okay, let's bring Raya number three, or Kasha number three on the Shita of Reish Lakish. Masav Rav Yosef, so again, it's said in our Mishnah, that if you skin or in order to make a kli out of it, in order to make a jug or something like that, so that you start to skin it from the feet of the animal, so all of the or is a yad for the basar until you get to the chest of the animal. And once you skin that part, or sha'alat savar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, once you get to that part, the only or remaining, which is the or that's on the tzavar, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, einu chibur, is not considered a yad to the basar anymore. So the Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, holds that or, even after it's torn, it's chalim, it's something that could be mended and something that could be strong again. Why is the or sha'alat savar not considered to still be a yad to the basar? After all, the or that's on the savar could still be mechuber to the basar. So why doesn't it become a yad to the basar? So Abaye says, you're asking on Reish Lakish from the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? It was a machlokas. So instead of asking on Reish Lakish from the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why not bring a raya to him from the sheet of the Chachamim? The Chachamim say that the Arshalat Tzavar is a Chibur, that it still is connected, it still is a Yad Labasar. So according to you, just like you could ask a Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you could bring a Raya to Reish Lakish from the Shita of the Chachamim, that it is a Chibur. So Ella Amar Abayis, Abayis says, no, the case of the Mishnah is not really similar to a case of a piece of leather, of a garment of leather that gets torn, where you can mend it and you can sew it back together. Because in this case, you could say, okay, everybody would agree that it's tameh, that it's not considered to be permanently separated from one another, since you can stitch it back together. But in the Mishnah, they argue in a case where it's never going to go back to its original strength. The or is never going to go back onto the basar. The reason the or atzavar is considered a chibur to the basar is because it's a shomer on the basar. And Rabbi Yochanan and the Chacham argue, b'shomer asu l'natek me'elav kamiflagi. What if you have a shomer that's going to fall off on its own? The or that's on the tzavar is not so tightly connected to the basar. And even if you don't skin it and you just leave it be, it will skin itself. It's going to fall off on its own eventually. So it could be that it's not even considered it's not even at the level of or that's torn that you're able to stitch back together. And that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim, that mar savar avi shomer. The Chacham hold that even though it's a shomer ha'asui linatek me'elov, that it's a shomer that's going to fall off on its own, it's still considered a shomer to the basar, and therefore the arat savar becomes tameh together with the basar when it's still attached to it. Umar Savar lo avishomer. Rabbi Yochanan Uri holds that it's not considered to be a shomer to the basar, having nothing to do with the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and therefore it's not a raya at all. So that brings us to the fourth and final raya. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya challenges Reish Lakish that there is a Mishnah Maseches Kelim Tanur Shenitma. If you have a Tanur that became Tameh, where the halacha is, the Torah tells us that Tanur V'Kirayim Yutat Tameh Yemeh Lechem, that Tanur V'Kirayim that becomes Tameh, the halacha is you have to smash it. So we darsh in Torah's Kohanim that Im Shalim Tameh Im Chodcho Tohor, that if it remains intact, it remains with its Tumah, it's a Kli Cheres, there's no Tevila B'mikvah or anything like that, it remains intact, it remains Tameh. The only way to be metaret is by breaking it. That's the only way to be metaret tanur. So ketzad metaret noso, how do you do this yutats? How do you do this breaking of the tanur if you don't want to just smash it into smithereens, you don't want to break it into a million pieces? What's the minimum amount of breaking that you can do in order to be metaret? So chalko l'shlosha, you break it down into three parts, and no single part will have the rove of the tanur, right? No single part is going to be 51% of the tanur when you break it down into to three parts, and therefore nothing is going to be, there's no single part that's going to be large enough to be become tame. But the gorer es hatfela, and then you need to scrape off the cement that they would line the tanner with, the ad shiyeh ba'aretz, and you have to scrape it off until it goes all the way down to the ground, because even the cement that attaches the pieces of the tanner with one another, that also has to be scraped off, that has to be broken. So you have to break the tanner into three parts without leaving anything mechubar, and then it's not going to be called a tanner anymore, and therefore it's going to be tahar. And when you scrape off the tit and you break the tanner, even though the broken pieces of the tanner are still standing together, they're still, you know, being, you know, they're physically shaped like a tanner still, because they're still held together in some way, it's still going to be tahar. But if there's something that's binding them, those parts, then it's going to be tameh, because it could go back to its original strength by being mechaber the different parts. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Eino tzorich lo ligro es hatfela, you don't need to scrape off the cement, velo achieh ba'aretz, and obviously you don't have to scrape it all the way down to the ground. You don't have to scrape it off at all. Ela mimato mi b'fnim me'arba tfachim. All you have to do is you have to just break the actual cheres of the tanur on the inside, and be memaited from dalet tfachim, which is the shear of a tanur to be mekabel tum in the first place. Meaning, if a tanur is four tfachim in size, that's big enough to be mekabel tumah. So you need to be memaited to less than that size, and therefore it's going to lose the status of a tanur. So ask Rabbi Yirmiyah from the sheet of Rabbi Meir on Reish Lakish. This is the fourth and final raya against Reish Lakish. But apparently, if you do break it down to size that's less than four tefachim, it in fact will be mitaher. Why will it be mitaher? Why don't we say that through the cement that you have around it, that's strengthening the tanur, that it's holding it together, it's enough to still be considered a kli that's going to become tameh? Oh, so it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that even though when you're masakin it, it will go back to its original strength, it's still not considered mechubar right now. And that's like Rabbi Yochanan with the beged of or that tears, that we don't say like Reish Lakish, that since you can mend it and it will go back to its strength, it's considered to be to still be in its original condition. So Amar Leih Rava, Rava says back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, why are you asking on Reish Lakish from the sheet of Rabbi Meir, ve'ima midrabanan? Why don't you bring a raya to the sheet of Reish Lakish from the sheet of the Rabbanan, that goreres hatfeila ad sheyeh ba'aretz, that it's not enough to be mimato midalit tfachim, that you need to pull, you know, you need to scrape the whole thing, you need to scrape off all the cement all the way down to the ground where it attaches to the ground. Elo amar Rava, so Rava says there's no machlokas the Chamin Rameir about a tanur that remains somewhat attached. Everyone would agree that would be considered shalem. Hachika amar tanur shenitma ketzav mitarino. So what they're arguing about is if you have a tanur that becomes tame, how are you mitarit? So divrei akol cholko l'shlosha v'goreres hatfeila ad sheyeh ba'aretz. Everyone would agree that you have to break it into three pieces and scrape down the cement until where it attaches to the ground. Because if you don't do that, it's considered to still be shalem, and it's still going to become tameh. What's the machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim? Va'arotza shelo yavo tanuro lidei tuma. Let's say the tanur is not tameh, but you want to prevent future tuma on that tanur. You want to make it that it will lose the shame tanur so that it will not be susceptible to tuma. So ketzad uosa, what do you do? Cholkol l'shlosha, you break it into three pieces, v'gor reset tfeila atshei baritz, and you scrape down the cement until it goes down to the ground. So it's not considered it to be a tanner, and it's not able to become tamei anymore. Reb Meir Omer Eino Tzarech Lo Ligros Tzvei L'Vlad Shei Baretz. Reb Meir says you don't need to do all of that. El Memat Be Beflimi Arba Tzvachim. Just make it smaller than four tzvachim, because the sheer Kabbalah Stum of a tanner is Dalet Tzvachim. So the whole machlokas has nothing to do with mending something that was, or no, it's about preventing something from being. So it has nothing to do with the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and therefore it's not a raya one way or the other. So Amar Mar, we had a new discussion. Now, we are, you know, picking up, piggybacking on the last raya. Amara, we just said that the Mishnah in Kelim tells us that if a tanur becomes tamei, cholko l'shlosha, you break it into three pieces and it will become tahar. So the Gemara asks, Urim minhu, but there's another Mishnah, Maseches Kelim, tanur tchilas arba'a, a tanur, in the size of it of a tanur, that's the minimum size of a tanur that is able to become tamei, if it's four tfachim, v'shiyarav, and the amount that would have to be remaining of a previously tamei tanur that has now been broken is arba'a, is also four tfachim, divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chamamrim b'medvar mamurim begadol, that this shear of dalet tfachim, being the size that a tanur needs to be in order to be tamei, is only if it's a large tanur, aval b'katan, but if it's a small tanur that children play with, so then tchilaso kol shuhu, then it's mekabel tuma, even if it's just a kol shuhu. So misha tigamer melachto, and it could become mekabel tuma from the time that it's that you finish making it and you lit up the oven for the first time, and when a tanur katan breaks, shiar of berubo, how much of it has to remain in order for it to retain its tuma, rove of that tanur, vekama kol shuhu. So when we said the shear is a kol shuhu, that a tanur katan could be makabel tuma even if it's a kol shuhu, there, it can't mamish mean a kol shuhu, right? So how much is a kol shuhu? Sarmiz b'rabiyan a tefach. It means a tefach shekein osim tanure benos tefach, that they make a tanur for little girls to play with. They make it the size of a tefach, so that's considered to be a viable kli if it's the size of a tefach. So says the Gemara from the Lashon of the Mishnah that shiyara varba'a, taima di'ika shiyara varba'a, the only reason that it's tameh is because there's four tefachim left of it. Halakha shiyara varba'a tahar, but if it were broken down to less than four tefachim, it would be tahar. It's not mekabel tuma l'chala deos. So why did the Chachamim in the Mishnah require that a tanur be broken down into three pieces in order for it not to become tameh? Just break it down into two pieces as long as each piece is less than four tefachim. Meaning, where it's a stira in the two Mishnayos in Kelim. One Mishnah in Kelim says that if you have a tanur that's tameh, in order to remove the tuma or to prevent it from becoming tameh, you need to break it down into three pieces. The other Mishnah in Kelim says any piece that's less than four tefachim is not going to be able to be mekabel tuma. Any tanur that's less than four tefachim is not going to be able to be mekabel tuma. So why do you need three pieces? Make it, break it into two pieces. You had a tanur that started at seven tefachim, so you have one piece at 3.8 tefachim, one piece at 3.2 tefachim, two pieces, and the whole thing is not going to be able to become tame. So Amri, so they explained Hasam in the Mishnah when it says that it's less than four tefachim is the tzalke mitzvah. It's you broke it into two pieces, across the width of the tanur, and so it loses the entire tzuras hakli if it's less than four tefachim, and that's why it's going to be tahar even according to the chum. Hacha da avdi gistra. When the chum say you have to break it into three pieces, that's where you break the tanur along the length of the tanur from when you break it from top to bottom into two pieces, and therefore even if it's broken, it could still stand and it's still metame because of it's still standing on its original strength, and therefore you're going to need to break it down into three pieces in order to be mevatel the shem kli from it. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar. We had said in the Mishnah Maseches Kelim shiyorav berubo, that the shirayim of a tanur katan that breaks, that that in order for it to still be able to be mekabel tuma, is rov of the tanur rubo tetefach lemay havi or lemay chazi. It changes to on the side. What can you do with a rove of a tefach? Why is it not tahar when it breaks if it, the whole tanur started out as only being one tefach? So Abaye says no. The Mishnah is going on the ratio of the Mishnah that said the shear of a tanur gadol is arba'a tefachim and not one tefach. Tanur gadol is four tefachim. So shiyare gadol berubo. The shirayim of a tanur gadol that is broken and to lose its tuma status is to be a rove of the tanur. But a tanur katan, that's only a tefach that breaks, I don't care if it's rove or not rove, it's going to be tahar as soon as it breaks. Ask the Gemara of Amri Rabban, but the Chum say in the Mishnah that the shear of the shirayim of a tanur gadol that breaks, l'rachbo, is arba'a. So how can you say that it's berubo? So says the Gemara, lo kasha, ha b'tanur bas tisha. When we say that the shear to be makabel tuma is rove of the tanur, we're talking about a tanur that's nine tefach tefachim. So it's only if rov of the tanur remains, it's going to be tamei. But when it's not rov of the tanur, even though there is arba'a tefachim, it's going to be tahar, because it's only a miut of the tanur. And hab tanur bar shiva. And when we say that that the shir to be mekabel tumah is four tefachim, and anything under four tefachim is going to be tahar, that's a tanur that's only seven tefachim. So it's only going to be remain tamei when you have four tefachim that remains of it. But if you have less than four tefachim, even though the rov of it remains, it's not going to be tamei. So whichever is larger, the four tefachim or the rov is enough to be metamei. But if you have a larger tanur, so and you're left with less than rov, it's going to be tahar. If you have a smaller tanur and it's left with less than four tefachim, it's going to be tahar. So that's how you're metaher a tanur. So now the Gemara says, you know, there is another lashon in explaining the Mishnah in Kelim about the talus that tears and becomes tahar when most of it is torn. That's how this whole conversation started. So lishna achrina amarla. There's another lashon that says like this: that amar of hunu mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that when the Mishnah says in Maseches Kelim that if a talus tears across the majority of the talus tears, it becomes tahar va'afilu shir ba kedei ma'afores. Even if you left over a attached in the place where it's torn, a width of a kedei ma'aforas, enough to make a scarf out of, even in such a case, it's going to be tar, because that's not considered a real chibur. Some Reish Lakish lo shanu el talus. Reish Lakish says that's only true, that leaving a kedei ma'aforas is that even when you left a kedei ma'aforas, that it's considered to be tar. That's only if you're dealing with a garment with a talus, with such textiles, aval or chashiv, but or that's torn and you leave a chibur of a kedei ma'aforas, you leave attached the size of what you would make a scarf out of, that's considered to be a chibur, and therefore it doesn't lose its status, it remains tamei. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu or nami lo chashiv. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even when you tear or, even when you tear leather, it's not chashiv and it becomes tahor with the tearing, just like a talus becomes tahor when you tear it along the majority of the beged, so too or becomes tahor when you tear it along the majority of the beged. So the Gemara brings a kasha that Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish. Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we have a Mishnah Maseches Kelim that or tamei midras, that or that was tamei with tumas midras, right? A zav nidilada sat on it or something. So chishev alav liritzua v'sandalin, and then you decided that you wanted to use it to make leather straps or shoes. Kivat shenasan bo ismal, once you start cutting it, tar, it becomes tar, even though it still has a shir tumah that remains, because you started doing a maisa to be mevatalit from its original usage. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's enough to be metired as soon as you start cutting it. And the Chum saying, no, you have to tear it enough that it's less than the shir of five tefachim. That's the shir of Kabbalah's tumah of or. So kimemait miatar. But according to the Chachamim, when you make it less than five tefachim, it will be tar. So that's a kasha and Reish Lakish holds that or remains bitumaso even after you tear it, because it's still chashuv. Amai lema chashuv. We should say that it's still chashuv and therefore it retains its tuma l'chara according to Reish Lakish. Sans the Gemara hachamay askinan, that when the Mishnah is mitire it, if you cut it to less than five tefachim, that's talking about the kabayle l'moshav zav. That's when you need to use the or for a moshav of a zav. When the or is less than a shear, you don't. It's not rotway for the yeshiva of a zav, and therefore it's not considered to be chashuv enough to become tahar through the tearing that you did. Okay, so that's the end of the discussion about a beged that was tameh that gets torn, a tanur that was tameh that gets broken. So that's the taros part, that element of the taros part of today's daf. So now we move on to the next mishnah, and again we're continuing in dinim of tumah and tara, but as it relates to the or of a nevela. So, and specifically when or is not like the basar of the nevela, when it's not considered to be part of the basar. So, or sheyesh lav kezayis basar. Let's say you have an or that still has a kezayis basar in one spot that's attached to the or. So, hanogea bitziv, if you touch the a piece, a strand of basar, hayotzi mimenu, that emerges emerges from that kazayis basar that's mechuber to the ar, or besara shekenegdo, or you touch the hair that's connected the kazayis basar on the other side of the ar, tame. It's as if you touch the basar itself, and you become tame if it's basar nevela, because the tziv is considered a chelik of the basar, the hair is considered to be a shomer of the basar, and therefore both of those things are metame like the basar itself. We already had a machlokas back in Daf Kuf Yutes whether the Mishnah means to say that the hair is metame because it's a shomer of the basar, since it penetrates below the skin level, it goes into the pores of the skin, and it's as if you're, and when you touch the shomer, you become tame, or it's because it's a yad of the basar. So let's assume like that it's a shomer. Hayolav kishne chatzayzesim. Let's say on this R you have two chatzayzesim. So metame b'masa. If you lift that R, you carry it. So when you carry it, you're metame b'masa because you're carrying a kezayis of nevela velo b'maga. But if you touch it, you're not going to become tame because you're not touching a kezayis basar all at the same time. Div Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says the shnei chatzayi zesim that are attached to the R and not metame, lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. But amod Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzayi zesim shetchavan b'kisam v'hisitan. But Rabbi Akiva would say, look, if you take a toothpick and you stick it into two chatzayi zesim and it's attached together on the same toothpick, two chatzayi zesim of nevela shu tame. That's gonna be tame. You're at a work event and they have meat hors d'oeuvres that they're passing around, so you don't want to look like a fool, so you just want to walk around with something in your hand or something, I don't know. But so if they have shnei chatzai zesim of meat attached to the toothpick, that's basar nevela, right? That's metame a person for carrying it around. Rabbi Akiva mitar ba'or. Why is Rabbi Akiva mitaher by or that? That is moved mipresha or mevatlan, because the or is mevatalit, meaning if you have a toothpick with basar, it's really basar, it's just being held together by a toothpick, and therefore you're really carrying around the kazayis of basar, and you're going to become tame. When there's two chatzayis esim of basar attached to the or, you're really carrying around the or is mevatal the basar, and therefore you're not going to become tame according to Rabbi Akiva. So not tumas maga nor tumas masa. However, Rabbi Yishmael had said that you are tame b'tumas masa, just not tumas maga, since the two chatzayis esim are separate from one another. So the Gemara says, Amar ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When the Mishnah says that both according to Rabbi Kiva and according to Rabbi Yishmael, that if you have or that has a kazayis basar, it's tame, and the basar does not become batal to the or, lo shanu ela palata tochaya. That's only if the or is attached to the basar because a wild beast bit this animal and ripped off some of its skin. Avoplato sakin. But if at the time that you were skinning the animal, some of the basar remained attached to the ar, then the person's mevatel the basar that he was that remained attached to the ar, and it's not considered chashuv to him at all, and therefore batel, and therefore even if it is a full kazayis of basar, it's totally batel. So Amar Rav Nachman leula. Rav Nachman asks on ula. Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu ketar. Well, this din that if you're the one that skinned it with your knife, so you just said that if there's a full kazayis of basar attached to the or, that it's batel, it's useless, it doesn't mean anything, it's not metame. Is that going to be true even if it's larger than a kazayis of basar? What if it's a shear of a quarter of a kav of basar, a tarta of basar? So I'm like, in, he says, yeah, if you already skinned the animal, so whatever it is, it's batel. Fafilu kinafya? What if it's even larger than that? So I'm like, in, yeah, I don't care how large it is. You skin the animal, the basar is bottled to the ar. So Amar Leh Elokim, he said, the lashon of a shvua. Im Amar Li Rabbi Yochanan mi pumei lotsiastele. If Rabbi Yochanan himself would say this, I wouldn't listen to him to say such a thing. It's not at all mistaber that just because you skin the animal, that any amount of basar that's attached to the ar is gonna become bottled. Kisalik Rabbi Shaya, when Rabbi Shaya went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashle Rabbi Ami, he ran into Rabbi Ami, Amar Lishmaite Kamei. Tameh, and he said this teaching that we just said, so about the basar attached to the Ar, if you skin the animal, say, Hachi Amar Ula, that this is what Ula said, that when that it becomes batel, Vahachi Ahadile Rav Nachman, and this is what Rav Nachman responded, that even if I would have heard this from Rabbi Yochanan, I would never accept it. So Amaleis, Rabbi Ami said, Umishum Rav Nachman, Chasani Debe Nasiyu, who Mizalzal Beshmaitid Rabbi Yochanan, that because Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the Bein Nasiya, he's mezalzel in the teachings of Rabbi Yochanan, because he's saying that he wouldn't even accept it from Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying that that Rabbi Yochanan would not be an authoritative enough source for him to learn this halacha. So Gemara brings shitos that Rabbi Yochanan said his din on the seifa of the Mishnah. Zimnin Ashkeche, another time Rabbi Shaya found Rabbi Ami, Diyasav Karmelei, and he was sitting and Rabbi Ami was saying the din of Rabbi Yochanan, a seifa, specifically on the seifa of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, Hayu olav shnei chatzoi zesim mitama b'masa. If you have two chatzoi zesim, not on the line of the Mishnah where you have full kazayis b'makom echad. No, shnei chatzoi zesim attached to the or, it's mitama b'masa v'lo b'maga div Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol is only mitama b'masa, not maga Rabbi Kiva, v'lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. And Rabbi Kiva says, not mitama at all. So Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu, this sheet of Rabbi Yishmol, that shnei chatzoi zesim are mitzarif to be mitama b'masa, and they're not totally batal, is ela plata tochaya. That's only if it got that way because a wild beast attacked it. Avo plata tosakin, but if you skin the animal, then batal, then it would be batal. Samerlei mar asefa masnila. So Rabbi Shai says Rabbi Ami, you're teaching this din on the seifa. You teach this din of Rabbi, this chiluk of Rabbi Yochanan. And if that's the case, you understood why you didn't understand why in the world would Rav Nachman be mezalzel in that which Ula was teaching. So Samerlei in, he says, yeah, that I learned it on the seifa. Velu Ula areishar naalaychu. But Rabbi Ami asked him. So when you were asking your question, it was on the reisha that you learned the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei in, he said, yeah, that's why I was so bothered. Meaning, the case that he said that he made the chiluk was when it was a full kazayis, and he was saying that even that is batel when it was bit by a chaya, when you pulled it off yourself. So and then, you know, what's the upper shear? Then it could be any amount of basar. So Amalei, so Rabbi Ami said, Helukim, Yamali Yoshua bin Nun Mishmei, Lotziasnele. So he said, I forget about not accepting that from Rabbi Yochanan. I wouldn't accept that from Yoshua bin Nun in his name to say that such a shear of basar is a batal, because it's not mistaver that such a large shear of basar is going to be batal. Kiyasa Ravin v'kol nechusei amrua areisha. When Ravin came to Eretz Yisrael and all the people that came with him, they said it in connection to the reisha of the Mishnah, like Ula had said velakasha. But it's not mistaver that such a large shear is going to become batal. So kedam Rav Papa, like Rav Papa explains, the seifa of the Mishnah is bimerudad, that we're talking about very thin basar hachanami bimerudad. So over here also, when you skin to the animal, there's a very thin layer on the entire ar, and therefore it becomes batal to the ar. So because in order to be mitzarifit together, it would take a lot of tircha to scrape off this very thin layer on the whole ar, and people would never do that. They would never bother themselves to be mitzarifit. So therefore, it has no chashivus, even though it's very large. So if we're bothered by learning this din on the reisha, that even a very large shear is not going to be batal, it's talking about bimerudad. So there's a discussion why he says if Yoshua bin Nun would say it, why not just say if Moshe Rabbeinu would say it? So the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Orchos Chaim that if someone's fighting with his friend and he says in the middle of the fight, I wouldn't be mekabel from you even if you were like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Malkamo, so you give him Malkus because he's being Vaza Moshe Rabbeinu. So it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu you don't touch. We don't say things about Moshe Rabbeinu. So you got to go one generation lower. So you say Yoshua bin Nun. How you love if there were shnei chatzai zesim? So he said Rabbi Shmuel ultimate time masa bin abimaga. So Gemara brings a machlokas whether according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you touch both chatzai zesim together, you become tamei. Amr bar pardo lo shonu elam me achrav. That's only if you touch the reverse side of the R, connected where the basar is, that when you touch the R, that's shomer on the basar, you don't become tame, since it's not a shomer on anything else. There's no shomer for something that's pachos mikazayis. Avol mi lefanav. But if you touch the shnei chatzai basar themselves, so yesh nogea v'chaz v'nogea, the two negios are mitstarif with one another, and you're going to be tame when you touch the two chatzai zesim at the same time, even though you didn't touch a kazayis Shalem altogether. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you touch the Shnei Chatzai Zesim of Basar themselves, you're going to be Tahar. Two Negios are not Mitztaref to be Metameyu. And this is Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus, Amr Davarecha. That Rabbi Shmuel is aligned with Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus. Rabbi Shmuel, Hada Amaran. Rabbi Shmuel is what we said in the Mishnah, that Shnei Chatzai Zesim are Metabi Mimasa, but not Bimaga. And Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus to Tanan, Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus is a Mishnah that appears a couple of places in Shas. They call him Metamin Ba'ohel, Shenechlku. Anything that's large enough to be Metamin Ba'ohel, and you then split it into Chatzi Zesim, Vichnisan Letoch Abayis, and you bring both Chatzi Zesim into the house, Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus, Mitar. Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus says everything in the house is Tar, because we're not Mitzarif them together to view them as if they're still Shalem. Vecham Metamin, but the Cham are Metame, everything that's in the house, because they hold that they're all under the same ohel, and therefore it's considered to be kazayis shalem under the same ohel. So lavam Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus hasam ein ma'il chazur ma'il. Just like Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus says that the two halves are not mitzarif for tumas ohel hachinami and nugev chazur nugeya. So to over here, the two half kazayim are not mitzarif for the shear of tumas maga. So the Gemara explains the sheet of the Chum that disagrees with Rabbi Dosa that holds like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara asks umid Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus Rabbi Shmuel. Well, wait a second. If you're saying that Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkinus is going like Rabbi Shmuel, that ain't nogeya v'chazur v'nogeya, and therefore ain't ma'hil v'chazur ma'hil, Rabbanan who are mitame the bayis are Rabbi Akiva. They that would leave them to be going like Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. But that doesn't make any sense. For Rabbi Akiva too, he come atar. Rabbi Akiva was more mitahir. He didn't say that it's tame. He was mitahir entirely when you have shnei chatzai zesim even from Tumas Masa. So answers. Rabbi Akiva Ella Ba'or. Rabbi Akiva was only mitame when the Shnei Chatzai Zesim are attached to a piece of or, because the or is mevatel them. Aval bialma, but when you have two separate Chatzai Zesim that are not anchored to anything, then they're mitame. You are tame when you touch them separately, even though they're not mechubar. Kedekatani Seifa, like the Seifa says, Umo de Rabbi Akiva b'Shnei Chatzai Zesim shetchavan b'kisei v'isiton shu tame. That if you have two Chatzai Zesim on a tooth. That it's going to become tameh. It's only by or where the or is mevatlit that Rabbi Akiva is going to be mitahir. So Masav Ravukva Bar Chama asks on Bar Pada that it says in the Brisa that we darsh the Bar Pada holds that according to Rabbi Shmuel there's nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya. So if you touch shnei chatzai zesim you become tameh. So he asks that the pasuk says b'nivlasam v'lo ba'or sheyesh lov shnei chatzai zesim. That negia on or that has two chatzai zesim is not going to be mitamiyu. That doesn't have tumas nevela. So yachalaf b'masa, you would think that it's not mitamiy b'masa either. Tamalom arva no se yitma. That if you carry two chatzai zesim, you are tamay divra Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer hanogea v'hanose esha bal chalmaga bal chalmasa lo bal chalmaga lo bal chalmasa. Rabbi Akiva says it's a package deal. If it's not going to be mitamiyu b'maga, it's not going to be mitamiyu b'masa. But the Yemisa of Barpad is correct that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no geya v'chozer v'no geya when you touch the basar itself. So what's Rabbi Kiva asking on him? Hare balcha maga milfanav. I mean, Rabbi Kiva is saying, Rabbi Shmuel, you don't make any sense. How could it be metame b'masa if it's not metame b'maga? One of the only way it could be metame b'masa is if it's metame b'maga. What kind of kasha? Rabbi Shmuel holds it is metame b'maga. Only if you touch the basar itself and not the achare ha'or. So amarava hachika amar. Here's what Rabbi Kiva is asking Rabbi Shmuel. Esha b'l'chal maga b'kol tzad b'l'chal masa. In order for something to be able to be mitame tumas masa, you need to be able to be mitame tumas maga on any side. Lo b'l'chal maga b'kol tzad lo b'l'chal masa. If it won't be mitame maga b'kol tzad, then it's not mitame masa. Poimni Rav Avi Sab Mirab Barav Huna. Kulistuma, if you have a bone that has marrow in it that's totally closed off, the Rabbi Shmuel Masha Titame. Would Rabbi Shmuel say that that's mitame b'masa? You don't have access to the basar that's on the inside. It's not, you can't touch it. it. So is said Rabbi Yishmael, Leshabal Chalmaga, Bal Chalmasa, Lobal Chalmaga, Lobal Chalmasa. Does Rabbi Yishmael agree to the principle that that which is Bal only that which is Bal Chalmaga is Bal Chalmasa? Vachai in a time of Mishum Bal Chalmaga Bilfanav, and the reason in the case of the or with the basar attached to it, it's able to be Mitame is because you can touch the basar and become Tame. Or maybe he just throws out the whole din, the whole principle. Armalei Orva Parach says, oh, look, a bird. Armalei Rav Barei, Velav Hainu, Rav Avya Sabu Pumdisa, the Mishabachlan Mar, the Gaved Gav Rabahu. Why is he talking about a bird, meaning this is a person that we said was a great person? Why is he not answering? So Rav said to his son, Ani Ayom, I gave over this drasha because it was the Shabbos of the Yom Tov, and I lost my kochos. Some chuni bashushus, I need food to regain my strength. And he asked me milsa to buy a taima, something that requires a lot of analysis. I just don't have the kochos to get involved in a detailed sugya in Taharos right now. The way many of us might feel before breakfast this morning. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Ula. Everyone have a great day.